The scripture reading for today comes from 1 Chronicles 17, 16 through 27, Acts 2, 36 through 39. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, Lord God, and what is my family, that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, my God, you have spoken about the future of the house of your servant. You, Lord God, have looked on me as though I were the most exalted of men. What more can David say to you for honoring your servant? For you know your servant, Lord. For the sake of your servant and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made known all these great promises. There is no one like you, Lord, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth whose God went out to redeem a people for himself and to make a name for yourself and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations from before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt? You made your people Israel your very own forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord, let the promise you have made concerning your servant and his house be established forever. Do as you promised, so that it will be established and that your name will be great forever. Then people will say, 'The Lord Almighty, the God of our Israel, is Israel's God,' and the house of your servant David will be established before you. You, my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build a house for him. So your servant has found courage to pray to you. You, Lord, our God, you have promised these good things to your servant. Now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant that it may continue forever in your sight. For you, Lord, have blessed it, and it will be blessed forever. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." The word of God for the people of God.
My name is Benjamin Powers, and I'm currently a senior at Chantilly High School and a member of the Student Ministries program here at Floris. It's truly an honor and privilege to be able to speak to you all on this beautiful morning and share God's word. If you would please join me in prayer to begin. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we humbly come before your presence as we gather here today to delve into your word and seek wisdom, understanding, and guidance. Gratefully, we acknowledge that you are the source of all wisdom and truth, and we are grateful for this opportunity to study and learn from your word. As we are present here today, we ask for your presence to be with us. Open the gates of our hearts and minds to receive your message, and may your spirit speak through the words that will be shared here today. Illuminate our understanding that we may grasp the depth and significance of the scriptures being discussed. May your Holy Spirit move among us, touching our hearts and transforming our lives to bring us closer to you. Grant us the grace to apply the teachings of your word to our daily lives, that we may walk in righteousness, love, and obedience. Finally, we ask for unity among all those present today. Help us to encourage one another, to support each other's spiritual growth, and to be a community that radiates your love and grace. We commit this time to you, dear Lord, and we anticipate the work you will do in our hearts and lives. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Today I'd like to explore two powerful passages from the Bible that resonate with the struggles we face as individuals seeking our purpose in God's creation. God has made promises to us, as well as provided blessings in our lives. Today, I hope to study the word that you just heard shared from 1 Chronicles and Acts chapter 2, examining the themes of God's covenant and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, let us open our hearts and minds to discover how these verses speak to us in our journeys of faith. I want to start by talking about the passage that we find in 1 Chronicles. In this passage, David is speaking to God and humbly thanking him for all the blessings that God has given to him. Remember, David started out as just a poor shepherd boy. He wasn't very important in his society or even in his family. However, he was chosen by God to be the king of Israel. In 1 Chronicles, David thanks God for allowing him to be the king over Israel and lead God's chosen people. Instead of boasting about his achievements, David humbly acknowledges that it was God who established him as king. David's humility teaches us that we should never let pride cloud our vision, but rather we should be grateful for the blessings God has bestowed upon us. David recognizes God's covenant with him and his descendants, promising an eternal kingdom that will never be shaken. David also acknowledges how God is faithful to his people and will be their God forever. As students like myself work to prepare for and plan our futures, we often question our purpose in life. We wonder if our dreams and aspirations align with God's desire for us. Although we may have pursuits that take a lot of our focus and efforts, it is important to remember that God is always present in our lives. Even if things don't go the way that we intend, everything is working through God in pursuit of giving greater glory to Him. The story of David reminds us of God, that God's covenant is not limited to ancient times. It applies to us as well. Just as God made a promise to David, God has made promises to each one of us. God's promises are not contingent on our abilities or social status. They are a result of His unfailing love and grace. When we seek God's will, align our hearts with God's intentions, and walk in obedience, we can be confident that God will fulfill His covenant in our lives. God's covenant with David says that God will love and support David and his family forever. This promise extends to all of us who are God's children. We are promised that God will love us and support us forever. Just like God saved the Israelites from their slavery in Egypt, like it says in verse 21, God is always there to help in times of trouble. David responds to God's covenant through a deep and meaningful prayer. In David's prayer, he acknowledges God's sovereignty, faithfulness, and mighty deeds. David recognizes that everything good in his life comes from God's hand. His prayer teaches us the importance of maintaining a relationship with God filled with gratitude for His blessings. As teenagers and as other people living in the hustle and bustle of Northern Virginia, it is easy to get caught up in the busyness of life, focusing solely on our own desires and ambitions. Throughout my senior year, I was very much involved in the hectic scramble to finish high school and move on to college. As milestones came and went, I tried to live in the moment and be intentional about how I spent my time. I wanted to celebrate what my classmates and I had accomplished during our time in school, but I didn't want my life to just pass me by. By keeping my life centered around God, I was able to see the blessings that He put in my life. From the amazing memories I made with my friends, to the rewarding journey of self-reflection that came with compiling my college applications, I understood that God had been showing His love for me and working to provide blessings in my life. As we saw in David's prayer, in which he thanks God for blessing his house and the Israelites, as well as affirming that David will follow God forever, we are reminded that it is necessary to surrender our lives to God's will and acknowledge that He is the higher power above all things. Through prayer, we can express our gratitude, seek God's guidance, and surrender our lives to God's grace. By giving our lives to God, we are able to obtain a comfort, knowing that we are being taken care of by God, and knowing that the Lord of the universe has us, small and insubstantial beings, in His care, and knowing that God has granted us the freedom and grace to choose to follow Jesus and participate in the kingdom through our service and commitment to love our neighbor. Next, I want to talk about what we find in Acts chapter 2. In this chapter, it is important to consider the context that isn't shared in our specific verses today. In Acts chapter 2, we see the story of Pentecost. During Pentecost, we see that the disciples, as well as many others who were members of the early church, are gathered, and what appear to be tongues of fire appear over their heads, and they began to speak to each other, with everyone understanding in their own native languages. Peter addressed the crowd during this time and tells the people that what just happened is fulfilling the old prophecies. Peter says that God is keeping His promise to the people and following through with His word. In Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 39, we witness Peter's powerful sermon on the day of Pentecost. Peter boldly proclaims that Jesus, who was crucified and raised from the dead, is both Lord and Messiah. Peter shares that Christ died for our sins and that we can find forgiveness and salvation through Him. He explains to the crowd that the promise of the Holy Spirit, poured out by the Father, is available to all who repent and are baptized in the name of Jesus. By acknowledging Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are saved through Him. This promise of salvation was fulfilled through the events of Pentecost, marking the birth of the church. As we navigate the complexities of life, we often find ourselves feeling lost or unsure of our next steps. This past year, as I worked through the process of researching, applying to, and then finally choosing a college, I faced several difficult decisions. It was a challenging process, and I felt like the task was often too big to overcome. However, I made sure to put my trust in God, knowing that He would support me throughout my challenges. I prayed for strength to finish my applications and guidance in choosing the best school for me. Knowing that God had my back as I faced these challenges provided me with a real sense of security and helped me find the determination to achieve my goals. I feel that through my struggle, I was able to grow closer to God as I witnessed firsthand his power in helping us overcome obstacles. As I pondered the next steps in my life to take in my life, I was able to take steps on my journey of faith by further developing my relationship with God and recognizing the blessings that he has shown me. The promise of the Holy Spirit can be a significant source of comfort and empowerment for us all. The Holy Spirit dwells within us, guiding our decisions, empowering us to live lives according to God's will, and equipping us with spiritual gifts to serve others. With the Holy Spirit as our guide, we can face challenges and overcome obstacles, knowing that we are not alone. By living in relationship with God and the Holy Spirit, we are strengthened, knowing that our lives are moving according to God's desires, and knowing that we can confidently face the challenges in our lives by relying on God's assistance, grace, and love. Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost emphasizes the importance of repentance and baptism. Repentance involves turning away from our sinful ways and surrendering our lives to God. Baptism symbolizes our identification with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and our commitment to follow him. Through baptism, we enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are oriented towards God. Our conscious decision to align our hearts and minds with Jesus produces the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As we conclude our reflection on these passages here today, let us remember God's covenant, in which God promised to David, as well as to all of us, that he will love and support us forever, and that God will always be with us during challenging times. Know that God's covenant extends to all of us, and that the promises of forgiveness and eternal salvation, which comes from the grace of God through Jesus, enabled by the Holy Spirit, are available for all of those who choose to believe. Just as David embraced God's covenant with humility and gratitude, let us also recognize God's faithfulness in our lives. Let us remember that God wants what is best for us. Our journeys may be filled with hardship or even tragedy, but it will also have successes and joyful moments that allow us to celebrate God's constant presence, his glory, and the gifts that have been brought to our lives. While life may seem bleak and hopeless sometimes, I want to assure you that by putting your faith in Jesus, you are saved and will receive all the blessings that God has for you. By seeking his will through prayer, we can walk confidently in his promises. Additionally, let us embrace the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit, allowing the Spirit to guide our lives and transform us from the inside out. By surrendering our lives to Christ, we can fully accept his grace and enjoy the blessings and salvation that come through the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May we respond to the call to repentance and baptism, embracing a life devoted to Jesus Christ. As followers of Christ, let us be a people that lives in the faithfulness of God's covenant and walks in the power of the Holy Spirit, shining with the light of Christ in our schools, communities, and the world. By bringing God into our lives, we can create a community full of kindness and respect. By showing love to all of God's children, by living in unity, not separated by our differences, and by aligning our lives with God's intentions, we can be a powerful force for the glory of God in the world. Let us now close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, acknowledging your presence and the wisdom we have received through your word today. Thank you for speaking to us and revealing your truth. Lord, we are humbled by your faithfulness and love. As we reflect on the lessons we have learned from your word, we recognize our need for you in every aspect of our lives. We confess any areas where we have fallen short and ask for your forgiveness and guidance. God, we are inspired by the example of David, who approached you with humility and gratitude. Help us to cultivate that same spirit within us, to always acknowledge your faithfulness and to trust in you. We are also moved by the powerful sermon of Peter at Pentecost. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose again for the forgiveness of our sins. May we continually surrender our lives to him and embrace his lordship over us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to live lives that honor and glorify you. As we leave this place, Lord, we pray that the truths we have heard today will take root in our hearts and bear fruit in our actions. Give us the strength and courage to live out your word in our daily lives, shining as lights in the world. We ask for your grace and guidance as we navigate the challenges and temptations that lie ahead. Help us to stay focused on you and to seek your will in all things. May our lives be a testimony of your love and grace to those around us. We thank you for the fellowship we have enjoyed today and for the encouragement we have received from one another. May we continue to support and uplift each other as we journey together as brothers and sisters in Christ. In Jesus' holy and magnificent name we pray. Amen.